Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving deep into level design today, especially for all you aspiring game devs out there.
Oh yeah, it's a big one.
It is a big one. We've got a ton of articles and insights to get through.
A lot of great stuff out there.
Yeah, and trust me, this is way more than just like making pretty backgrounds and environments.
Right.
This is the architecture of fun.
Absolutely.
Like, you are literally shaping how the player is going to experience the game.
Yeah, crafting those moments.
Crafting the challenges, the puzzles, the feelings they're going to get.
The emotions, mm-hmm. The highs and the lows.
All of that.
Yeah, you're guiding their eyes through a world that you created.
It's pretty powerful stuff when you think about it.
It is. And you know what else is really cool about this?
What's that?
Level design can be your ticket into the game industry.
Oh, really?
It can be. It's a highly sought after skill, and a solid portfolio of well-designed levels can really make you stand out.
So we're talking more than just artistic talent here.
Absolutely. Okay. This is where art meets science. Level design blends artistry with a deep understanding of player psychology.
Ooh, I like that.
And gameplay theory.
Okay, so break that down for me a little bit. When we say player psychology,
okay,
what do we actually mean? Because I feel like that's a term that gets thrown around.
It is.
But what does it actually mean?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a buzzword, but it's very important.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about understanding how players think, how they react to challenges, and what motivates them to keep playing.
Right. So it's really like getting inside their heads.
It is.
And thinking like, how are they going to react to this?
Absolutely. And a good level designer anticipates the player's every move.
Okay.
Using subtle cues and environmental storytelling to create a truly immersive experience.
So it's almost like you're playing chess with their minds.
You could say that, yeah.
But in a fun way.
Exactly. You're setting up scenarios, you're presenting challenges, and giving the players the tools they need to succeed.
Okay.
But you're doing it in a way that feels natural and engaging, not forced or hand-holdy.
You don't want to make it too obvious.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So where does a level designer even begin?
Well, like any creative process, it starts with research and conceptualization.
Research. I thought we were building digital worlds here, not writing a term paper.
I hear you, but even the most fantastical worlds need a solid foundation.
Okay.
Research helps you define the style, the mood, the lore, everything that makes your world unique.
So we got to think about the big picture.
We do.
Before we even get into the nitty gritty.
Absolutely. Think about the tools you might use.
Like what?
Pinterest for visual inspiration, Google Earth for real world level layouts.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's about gathering those sparks of inspiration before you even touch a 3D modeling program.
Okay. I like that. So once we've got those sparks, those ideas,
right.
How do we actually start building?
That's where we move into prototyping and what's called blockout.
Blockout.
Blockout. Imagine building with Legos.
Okay.
You're using basic shapes to create the level structure before adding details.
So it's like the bare bones.
The bare bones, yeah.
Yeah, we're not getting fancy yet.
Not yet. This is where you nail down the flow.
Okay.
The pacing and the overall player experience.
So blockout is like creating the blueprint before we bring in the fancy stuff.
Precisely. And this is where those industry standard software packages come in.
Okay, hit me with them.
3D Studio, Max, Maya, Blender, Unreal Engine, Unity.
Those are some big names.
They are, but don't be intimidated by them.
Right.
There are tons of free resources and tutorials out there to help you learn the ropes.
That's good to know. So this is where it starts to get exciting for our aspiring developers out there.
Absolutely.
We're talking about getting hands-on and actually building those levels.
Yes. But even at this early stage, it's important to remember that game development is a collaborative process.
Right, you're not just like a lone wolf building worlds in a vacuum.
Exactly. Level designers work closely with game designers, artists, programmers, sound designers.
The whole team.
Everyone plays a crucial role. That's why communication is key.
Okay.
Tools like Slack, Trello, and Confluence keep everyone on the same page.
Makes sense. So we've got this basic structure, this blueprint.
All right.
But how do we actually breathe life into it?
That's where the team comes in.
Okay.
That's where the magic happens. Bringing a level to life takes a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts.
It does. But before we kind of dive into all of the collaboration stuff,
okay,
let's talk about some best practices
that
really separate just good level design from like exceptional level design.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah.
What makes a level really sing?
One of the fundamentals is guiding the player
Okay.
without being obvious about it.
Right.
You don't want to hold their hand through the entire thing. You want to give them a sense of discovery,
Yeah.
but you want to make sure that they're not lost
So how do you do that?
or frustrated. How
I
do
mean
you
that.
find that balance?
Right.
Well, it's all about subtle environmental storytelling. Imagine like a dimly lit corridor,
Okay.
but there's a single beam of light highlighting a doorway
Okay.
or using landmarks and architecture to subtly funnel the player towards their objective.
So you're using the environment itself to tell a story and
Exactly.
to guide the player.
It's about creating a sense of natural progression
Okay.
where the player feels like they're making their own choices,
Right.
but they're still being nudged in the right direction.
That's really cool. It's like this delicate dance
It is.
between the designer and the player.
It's a dance for sure.
What else do great level designers keep in mind?
Another key element is the balance of challenge and accessibility.
Okay.
You want to create an experience that is rewarding,
Right.
but not punishing.
So finding that sweet spot where
Exactly.
players are challenged but
Yes.
not frustrated.
Precisely. And this is where data and analytics come into play.
Okay.
Tools like Unity Analytics allow designers to track player behavior.
So you can see where they're getting stuck.
You can see where they're struggling
Okay.
and make adjustments accordingly.
That's really cool. So you're using data
We are.
to fine-tune the experience.
It's an invaluable tool for creating a really polished and
Yeah.
engaging experience. And speaking of refinement,
Yes.
one of the most crucial aspects of level design is testing and feedback.
Right, you got to get those levels in front of real
You
players.
do.
See how they react.
See how they play, see if they get frustrated.
Yeah.
Playtesting is essential
Yeah.
for identifying any issues with flow difficulty,
Cool.
overall player enjoyment, and platforms like Steam Early
Oh,
Access
yeah.
provide a fantastic way to gather feedback
From a wider audience.
from a wider audience and actually iterate on your designs.
That's so cool. It's like this real-time collaboration with your
It
players,
is.
constantly evolving the game.
It's a really good way to improve a game.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the strategy, the
Right.
psychology of it all.
Yes.
Well, what about the art?
Ah, yes, the art.
Like we've touched on it a little bit,
Right.
but I want to dive a bit deeper
Let's do it.
into the art and science of level design.
Okay.
What about those visual and artistic elements?
That's where the magic comes in.
Ooh, I like it.
Level design is about creating these visually stunning
Right.
and immersive worlds that really capture the player's imagination.
So what tools do level designers use to actually achieve that?
We're talking about powerful software packages like Substance Painter and Quixel Suite
Okay.
for creating like incredibly realistic
Wow.
textures and
So we're
materials.
really getting into the nitty-gritty of how things look.
We are. And then we can't forget about sound design.
Oh, wow.
Tools like FMOD and WeWise give sound designers incredible control over the soundscape,
Okay.
enhancing the mood and immersion.
It's really cool how all these elements come together
It is.
to create a truly unforgettable gaming experience.
It's a real team effort.
It is. But I think it would be helpful to see this in action.
Okay.
Like to analyze a game that really excels at level design.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got a few great examples.
Okay.
We could talk about Dark Souls, known for its interconnected
Yeah.
and challenging world.
Very challenging.
We could talk about The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild,
Okay.
which masterfully utilizes open world design
Yeah.
to encourage exploration. And then there's Portal,
Okay.
with its ingenious puzzle design
Great.
and captivating narrative.
Those are some tough choices.
They are.
But knowing our audience,
Yeah.
I think they'd really appreciate a deep dive into Dark Souls.
Oh, good choice.
Its level design is legendary,
It is.
even if it is notoriously difficult.
It is difficult, but it's a masterclass
Okay.
in environmental storytelling
Well.
and interconnected level design.
So walk me through this.
Yeah.
What makes Dark Souls level design so special?
Well, it all starts with the world's interconnectedness
Okay.
instead of a series of disconnected levels. Dark Souls presents this sprawling, interconnected environment.
Okay.
Areas loop back on themselves,
Oh, cool.
rewarding exploration and observation.
So you're constantly discovering shortcuts and hidden paths.
You are, and those shortcuts aren't just for convenience.
Oh.
They serve a gameplay purpose,
Interesting.
allowing players to backtrack more easily or escape from tricky
Get
encounters.
smart.
It's a world that respects your intelligence
I like that.
and rewards your curiosity.
Yeah, it sounds like Dark Souls gives you a real sense of agency.
It does.
Even though it's such a challenging world.
Yes. And it excels at using environmental storytelling
okay.
to guide the player. There are very few tutorials or explicit directions.
Right.
You have to pay attention to the subtle cues.
Look what?
The architecture.
Okay.
The placement of enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Even the messages left by other players.
So you're deciphering the story.
You are.
Through observation exploration.
Yeah, it's a really unique approach. That makes the world feel lived in and mysterious.
It's not spoon-feeding you.
No.
Yeah.
Take the Undead Burg, for example.
Okay.
One of the early areas, the narrow walkways, the archers perched on rooftops.
Right.
It creates the sense of claustrophobia and vulnerability.
Oh, I remember that feeling.
You do?
You're constantly on edge.
You are.
Planning your every move.
Yeah. The level design forces you to be cautious and strategic.
Yep.
Using the environment to your advantage.
It's not hand-holding at all.
Not at all.
So it's almost like a puzzle that you have to solve.
It is.
Both in terms of combat and navigation.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so rewarding when you overcome a challenging area or discover a hidden path.
It feels like a real victory.
It feels like a real triumph.
Dark Souls clearly puts a lot of thought.
A lot of thought.
Into its level design.
It does.
But how does this translate?
Good question.
To our aspiring game devs out there.
Yeah, how can they learn from this?
What can they learn from this?
I think the biggest takeaway is intentionality.
Yep.
Every element of your level should serve a purpose.
Okay.
Think about how each element impacts the player's experience.
Right.
Don't just throw things in there randomly.
So be deliberate.
Be deliberate.
With every single choice.
Every choice matters.
No matter how small.
Exactly. And this applies to any game genre.
Okay.
Not just action RPGs.
Right.
Whether you're designing a platformer, a racing game, a puzzle game.
Yeah.
The principles of good level design remain the same.
They're universal.
They are.
It is. They really are universal. And you know what we talked about earlier, how level design is this constantly evolving field?
Yeah, it's always changing.
So are there any trends or technologies that are like kind of popping up?
Oh, yeah.
That aspiring level designers should be keeping an eye on?
Absolutely. One area that's really exciting is the rise of procedural generation.
Okay, procedural generation.
Procedural generation. It's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, break that down for me.
So basically, it's using algorithms to create game content automatically.
Ooh, okay.
So this can be used to generate levels, environments, even entire worlds.
So instead of like handcrafting every single detail,
right,
you're letting the computer do some of the work.
Exactly. But it's not about replacing human creativity.
Okay.
It's about augmenting it.
Gotcha.
Procedural generation can be used to create vast and varied worlds. That would be impossible to build by hand.
I can see that being really useful for those big open world games.
Absolutely. And it's not limited to open worlds.
Okay.
Procedural generation can be used to create unique experiences in other types of games as well.
So many possibilities.
Endless possibilities.
What else is kind of on the horizon for level design?
Another trend to watch is the increasing focus on accessibility.
Accessibility, you mean like making games playable for people with disability?
Exactly. As the gaming audience becomes more diverse, it's super important that level designers consider the needs of all players.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
So how can level designers make their games more accessible?
It starts with understanding the different types of disabilities and the challenges they present for players.
Right.
For example, players with visual impairments might need larger text or audio cues.
Makes sense.
And players with motor impairments might need customizable controls.
Okay.
Or alternative input methods.
So designing for accessibility, it sounds like it requires a lot of thought and empathy.
It does, but it's worth it.
Absolutely.
By making your games accessible.
Yeah.
You're expanding your audience.
Right.
Yeah. And creating a more inclusive gaming experience for everyone.
I love that. Yeah. Making games for everyone to enjoy.
That's the goal.
So for someone who's just starting out in level design, what advice would you give them?
The most important thing is to just start creating.
That's easier said than done sometimes, though, right?
It can be, but there are so many resources available to help you get started.
Like what kind of resources?
There are tons of free game engines and 3D modeling software available online. There are countless tutorials, articles, online communities dedicated to game development.
So it seems like that barrier to entry has never been lower.
It hasn't. Don't be afraid to experiment, fail, and learn from your mistakes.
You got to make those mistakes.
You do. The more you create, the better you'll become.
Practice makes perfect.
It does.
So just dive in and start building.
Start building those worlds and play lots of games.
Wait, hold on. Is that allowed?
Absolutely.
Telling aspiring game devs to play games?
It is essential. Playing games is essential for understanding what works and what doesn't.
Right.
Pay attention to the level design in your favorite games.
Oh, okay.
Analyze why certain levels are more memorable or engaging than others.
So it's about actively learning from the games you play.
Absolutely. Don't just passively consume them.
Right.
Think about them. Break them down. See how they work. A lot of game engines will let you explore the levels of other games and see how they're constructed.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other advice?
Don't be afraid to get feedback.
Oh.
Show your work to others. Whether it's friends, family, fellow game developers.
It can be kind of scary putting yourself out there.
It can, but feedback is essential for growth.
Okay.
It can help you identify blind spots.
Right.
And refine your ideas.
This has been a really incredible deep dive into level design.
It has.
Before we let our listeners go, any final thoughts for them to ponder?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think about a game that you love.
Okay.
What specific level design choices made it so memorable?
Hmm.
How could you apply those techniques to your own game ideas?
That's a really great point to end on.
Yeah.
Taking inspiration from the games we love.
Yes.
And applying those lessons to our own creations.
It's all about bridging that gap between appreciation and creation.
So for all of our aspiring game devs out there, remember that level design is your chance to shape the player's journey.
Absolutely.
It's a blend of art and science, strategy and creativity.
It's a highly sought after skill in the game industry.
It is.
If you're passionate about games.
Yeah.
And you have a knack for spatial thinking problem solving. Level design could be your ticket to a really amazing career.
We've covered so much today.
Oh, yeah.
But this is really just the tip of the iceberg.
It is.
There's always more to learn.
Always more to learn.
In the world of level design.
That's the beauty of it.
So keep learning, keep experimenting, keep creating.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll be deep diving into your game.
That's right.
Analyzing the brilliant level design choices.
That would be awesome.
That made it a hit.
We'll be watching.
Until then, happy designing.